Hello, welcome to Am I Old Yet? A comedy drama program by Floyd Kennedy from Thunder's Mouth Theatre. It would be grand if you would rate and review the show on your podcasting app. This is episode 18, Houston Calling. Now, where's the blasted thing to click on, Gord? Come on, mouse. Ah, there you are. Hello?
Hi, Helen.
Yes, it's me. And it's you, Essie, all the way from Houston.
Oh, that's hilarious. No one but our group ever calls me Essie. Was it you that started that? Some Aussie custom putting E at the end of everybody's names?
I do believe you're
right. Yeah, so we were Essie, Joey, Patty, Ellie. Who was the other one? Oh, my memory just goes blank.
Rosie. And you are not alone. I can only ever remember three at any given time, and a different three every time.
I thought it was just me. Does that make me normal or average?
I doubt you could ever be average. And I don't think any of us qualifies as normal, then or now.
Well, that's kind of comforting. So how are you? You look good.
No, I don't. You look good.
No, I don't. Just listen to us, two old ladies refusing to look good. What's that about? Why are we doing that?
Good question. Why are we? Now, why did I feel obliged to comment on how you look? Interesting.
I don't know. Why do we do that? I honestly don't care anymore how I look as long as I'm clean and, well, maybe not neat. That's never going to happen.
Exactly. So, I think what I wanted to express was, I'm so happy to see you, just see you. I haven't seen you in the flesh since your wedding. When was it?
2006.
Oh, yeah. And even though we've spoken on the phone, you know, the latest technology does have its uses.
It really does. You know, I was slow to get on board with it, but now I'm really glad I did. I use it all the time. Beth Ann just had to nag me for years to learn how.
How's she doing?
Oh, she's doing okay. Thanks for asking. Still quite a lot of pain, but she's getting physical therapy, and they insist that she keeps moving, even if it's painful.
Yes, I've heard that about hip replacements. My sister had one done a few years ago. Takes a while, but you have to keep the muscles active.
Oh, yes. And she's been such a tough cookie before, you know, always lets things slide off. This has been quite a challenge for her.
And you, I would guess.
It's not fun. No, not for either one of us. I don't think I'm cut out to be a caregiver.
Oh, I bet you do just fine.
Beth Ann says I do okay.
And she should know.
But I always worry I'm not doing enough or doing too much. Or I'm being rude and clumsy, or I shouldn't secretly grumble about it all, which I confess I do sometimes.
From what I remember of Beth Ann, I'm pretty sure she would let you know if she wanted you to do more. She's very, how should I put it?
Direct? That would be the nice way of saying it.
Yes, direct.
A bit like you.
Me? Moi? Really? Have you been talking to my daughter?
No. How is she? Still with the gorgeous John?
He is rather, isn't he? Oh, yes, they still seem to be as solid as ever. He brings home the bacon. She provides the veggies from the garden.
Oh, that sounds very sensible. Is she really that sensible? I hope she got some of your fire.
Not that I've noticed. Although she has been acting a bit strangely lately. She's on some secret mission that she will not tell me about.
Well, that sounds exciting. Any clues on what it might be?
She's reading children's books.
Huh. Well, that could lead in any number of mysterious directions. Speaking of books, I'll tell you who I have been talking to. That Joey Wilkinson.
Oh, yes.
What about this memoir thing? Is she serious?
Sadly, yes. She really does want us to write our memoirs. seems to have this crazy belief that there will actually be people in the world who would want to read about the not all that unusual lives of a bunch of old biddies like us.
Well, I don't think that's so hard to believe. I'd read yours. My problem is I'm not a writer. I can hardly string two words together in any sort of coherent way on paper, let alone write a whole book.
Now that's not true.
Oh, but it is. Beth Ann has always written all our publicity, advertising, all our correspondence with banks and things like that. You must remember how I struggled at college. I only made it through it all because you and Joey took my stuff and corrected all the mistakes.
Okay, well, that might be true, but the problem wasn't that you couldn't write. You just couldn't spell. And your grammar was a bit dodgy for formal essays.
Oh, it was. Sometimes I'm still amazed I got into college in the first place, you know? We were in school before people talked about dyslexia and learning problems and all that. But sometimes I wonder if that was my issue. If that's why I just kept drifting back into visual things and crafts. They were just easier for my brain. Always lazy, you know? Just doing what came easily instead of something I'd sweat over and screw up and need people like you to fix. I just figured writing wasn't my thing.
But that is wonderful. You realized that you could make a career out of doing the thing you love. That's not lazy. It's what most of us dream about. Best thing ever. That said, your actual writing was amazing. You really knew how to take all that dry old research and bring it to life. I struggled with that.
How do you mean?
Oh, I was still caught up in the way we were taught at school, that there was a right way to do it. You had to give them back whatever they taught you, pretty much word for word. My stuff was so boring, trying to do the right thing, quoting all the experts, justifying everything I said, instead of expressing what I made of it all. It took me years to realize I had a mind of my own, and I was responsible for it. I could choose how to express it. But that seemed to come naturally to you.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say. I think you're making it up, but thank you anyway for being kind about it all.
Essie, don't be daft. I'm not being kind. I don't do kind, remember? You might not have had the knack for academic writing, but you write from the heart. It's lively and it's charming in a good way, and I would love to read
it. Gosh, really?
You bet. And by the way, I have been earning my living as a proofreader and editor for the past 50-odd years, so I do actually know what I'm talking about professionally. Hey, I only got into this line of work because of proofing your essays at college.
Really? I never knew
that. I'd completely forgotten about it myself. So thank you.
Well, me too, by the way.
You too what?
I would love to read about your life. Whatever you've really been up to these years, and what you think about everything. That would be fascinating, because you are a thinker, Ellie. You always have been.
Oh, yes, I have lots of thoughts. But I'm struggling to think how they could be interesting to anyone else.
Well, you don't have to struggle anymore, because I'm telling you, you just get writing, girl. What is it? Hang on a minute, Helen. Are you okay? Okay, I'll be there in just a minute. Stay where you are, okay? Sorry about that, Ellie.
Oh, not at all. You go and do what you do. Give her my love.
Sure. But listen, if I go through with this memoir thing, would you help me? I mean, if I wrote something, would you be willing to proof it for me like the old days before I send it to Joey?
Yes, of course. But hang on. On the other hand, it might be more fun to send her a really exaggeratedly bad version first. Oh, I would love to do that. But she would know I'd done it
Ellie,
on purpose.
Ellie, you are just evil.
I know.
I wouldn't have to try hard because writing badly comes easy to me. But I better get off the phone. You take care, dearie. I'll call again soon. Bye now.
Bye.
That was Houston Calling, episode 18 of Am I Old Yet? A podcast produced by Thunder's Mouth Theatre. It was written by me, Floyd Kennedy, and the role of Helen was played by me. The role of Essie, or Esme, was played by Joanna Kasdan. Beth Ann was played by Amy Stoller. And Honey the Dog was played by Bibi. Now, as I said at the beginning, if you'd like to rate and review the program, just do it on the podcasting app, wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you'd like to know more about the program, you can visit the website am-i-old-yet.com, where you'll find links that if you'd like to donate to buy us a cup of coffee or help to cover the ongoing costs of the podcast, you can become a Patreon patron. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe.